You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. In Play Radio is covering every throw of the William Hill World Darts Championship. With previews from Rod Harrington, live updates from the Ali Pally, experts in the studio and reaction from the best players in the world, we've got it covered.
Hello and welcome along to the latest of the William Hill World Darts Championship daily podcasts. We're going to look ahead to Saturday's action and another huge night at the Alexandra Palace as we're on to the semi-finals of this year's tournament. A great lineup as well, and we'll get the thoughts of Rod Harrington on tonight's matches in a moment or two. He's going to give us his best bets in the latest edition of Rod's Odds. But before we get to that, we can get some reaction from last night, and we'll start with the reigning champion Gary Anderson, who breezed through to the semi-finals with a 5-1 victory over James Wade. And he told Dan Dawson he's surprised to have made it through so easily.
James never got going, you know, where he usually hits 140s, he was hitting 100s, and when he hits 100s he was hitting 60s, so take advantage, you know, so just dug in, got it done.
Very nearly produced the perfect leg at this William Hill World Championship as well, just a whisker away from double 12 for the nine darts.
It was when I let go, I actually thought, like, that's in. You know when you let go, that's banging, you know. It was centre, I think it was centre double, but just it was on the wire, you know, so wire away. That double 12's cost a few players this week, the last couple of weeks, the nine darter, you know, but somebody's had it's definitely gonna go in the tournament.
It would be phenomenal for you to go and hit one in the semis or the final. Obviously, you've seen one hit close up in a final before, Gary. It just got on the wrong end of it.
Yeah, I mean, I think on telly I've had four hit against me on TV, and I've won three games out of four. You know, I think James hit one against me in the Grand Slam. Donut Heed, Eddie, he hit one in the final against me, you know, and he keeps reminding me of that. But no, it's going to go. Honestly, there's... if not one, there might be a few.
Jelle Klaassen, and then, if you can get past that one, one of four men in the final of the William Hill World Championship. What would it mean to you to retain this title? Winning it was one thing, but retaining it, not many people have done that.
No, not a lot of people have done it, but getting past the first round, that was my big issue. You know, I didn't want to turn up here as world champion and go to the first round. You know, I was over the moon getting past, I was so nervous. Second game, wasn't quite as nervous, but still nervous. And then I've just felt fine, you know. It's been going great in the practice board. Not been doing too much, you know, hour here, hour there. It's been going great, you know. So, I'm feeling comfy on stage.
So that was Gary Anderson on the back of his 5-1 victory over James Wade on Friday in the quarterfinals. He's now 11-10 to retain his William Hill World Darts Championship title. And his opponent in the semis will be Jelle Klaassen, who beat Alan Norris 5-4. In his quarterfinal, and we can hear the reaction of Jelle Klaassen.
Jelle, through to the semi-finals of the World Championship, not a bad way to start the new year.
No, it's, I think, the best way to start the new year. It was a tough game. I missed too many doubles to win sets, but I didn't give up. I had some good legs to win the eighth set, and after that I felt really relaxed.
What was going through your mind when you went 3-1 down sets and then 4-3 down?
It should have been over. I should have won that game, but I know Alan very well. I know how good he is at scoring and finishing, and that's what he did. One time I missed a crucial 91 finish on the double 10, and he had a 121 finish on the bull to win the set, and that really hurt. But I thought, it doesn't matter if I just hit my double, I was scoring a little bit better, and I never stopped believing.
You're now the lowest-ranked player left in the competition. Does that bother you at all, or do you enjoy being the underdog?
I really don't mind. I just want to play, and if I play my game, I can beat everybody. And if they're number one or number 30, it doesn't matter. On the day, everybody can beat everybody, so seeding doesn't matter.
So with that in mind, do you sort of have the confidence in your game that you can go all the way and win the tournament?
Yeah, before the tournament, I'm only here to win. But I'm only going to look at game by game. I'm not going to think about the final yet, but I'm here to win the tournament and not to lose in the semis.
Thanks, Jelle. Best of luck.
Jelle Klaassen talking to the guys at Tungs and Tails then on the back of his quarter-final victory. and he is now 8-1 to go on to win the William Hill World Darts Championship. He's going to get the better of Gary Anderson first, and the other semi-final sees Raymond van Barneveld take on Adrian Lewis, and we can hear from Barney now. He came back from 3-0 down to meet Michael Smith 5-4, and he told Dan Dawson that he was relieved to survive one match dart from his opponent in the deciding set.
As a five, a couple against Les Wallace a couple of years ago, maybe survived a match dart in another final or road to the final. Maybe it could be my year, I don't know. The only thing I was doing, you know, was fighting. But I never stopped believing, you know. I keep telling myself, come on Ray, fight, fight, fight. And then if it's not going to happen, you know, we're going to fly back tomorrow and maybe it's okay and then see my grandson. But I want to postpone that to another 2 days, please, and I want to play the final here.
For the second match running on this William Hill World Championship stage, Raymond, you have put in an incredibly gritty and determined display. Now, it's fair to say, at times, it's looked like you haven't been able to summon up that will to win from dangerous positions, and yet you've got it in abundance in this tournament. Yeah.
But, Dan, it's all about will. I remember one day, you know, I was in the Premier League semi-final, and it was a sign. And the sign says anything can happen, you know, like anything is possible. And it is like that, you know. And 2-0 down in the last set, I was saying to myself, Ray, anything is possible. Believe, you know, put him under pressure. I'm sure he's pretty disappointed or gutted, but that was an amazing game of darts.
We don't know who you're facing yet. It's going to be either Adrian Lewis or Peter Wright, and then it's going to be either Jelle Klaassen or Gary Anderson. You might well have to go through two more matches just like that. Have you got the belief to be able to come through?
The belief is there. Is the stamina there? I don't know. You know, I was tired, even if I had 2 days off. That's really weird. It sounds weird, you know, after that Michael van Gerwen game. But 2 days off, but everyone's calling you. You know, the radio in the early mornings, Ray, fantastic match, what a player. You know, come on, we celebrate. Your wife, your family, everyone is calling you for 2 days long. And it costs energy, you know. And yesterday, it was a hard night as well, you know. My dear ones were not there with me. I was practicing with the Jelle Klaassen, you know, on New Year's Eve, and we both went through. So, fantastic.
So there you go, that's the thoughts of Raymond van Barneveld. He's now 5-1 to win the William Hill World Darts Championship. And let's look ahead to the semi-finals now, because we've got Rod Harrington giving his best bets in the latest edition of Rod's Odds.
Well, we're down to the semi-finals here at the William Hill World Darts Championships at Alexandra Palace. And what a lineup we have for you. Gary Anderson takes on Jelle Klaassen. Jelle Klaassen defeated Phil Taylor the other night, and then Alan Norris in the quarterfinals. He is playing exceptional, lots of 180s, but Gary Anderson, still the reigning champion and the man to beat, posting over 100 averages with every one of his games. Loads of 180s, but the one for me, highest on the checkouts. Serena?
I like that one.
Oh, she likes that one. And absolutely over on the 180s.
They do hit loads.
They do. Well, Gary Anderson for me is going to win that. However, I think Klaassen will get at least two sets. The other semi-final sees Raymond van Barneveld taking on Adrian Lewis. And Barney, beating Michael van Gerwen the other night, is on fire with his confidence. He takes on the jackpot, who has the firepower to beat anybody. I'm going with a Barney win, but a close game. And also Barney over on the checkout.
Bang on.
However, Lewis to hit the most 180s.
Sure bet.
Well, there you have it. You want to have a look at our tips? It's that Will Hill bet.
Rod Harrington giving his best bets for the semi-finals. You'll hear all of the action on William Hill in-play radio. Plenty of betting advice on there as well. Throughout the action at the Alexandra Palace, you won't miss any of it. If you tune in to William Hill's in-play radio, if you're having a bet, good luck and enjoy semi-final day of the William Hill World Darts Championship.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.